They were totally bewildered to find everybody on the beach, flares in their hands, apparently waiting for them and absolutely silent and stunned. They had entered the ocean all that long, long time ago, a laughingstock. The smallest contestants in the race, jeered at, pointed at, humiliated and embarrassed. Now, the same crowd that had laughed them so uproariously into the water greeted them with awed, wide-eyed wonder and amazement. Slowly, the huge adults on the beach removed their helmets as they passed, the ultimate sign of respect. They fell back in wonder at the soft footprints in the sand. They murmured their astonishment as great hairy forearms were raised in admiring salute. It was the proudest moment in Fishleg's life. He had left this beach an object of ridicule, unable to swim and wearing those ridiculous armbands. Now, all those who had laughed had watched him as he swam entirely unaided up the whole depth of the bay. Even though he was so tired he could barely put one foot in front of another, his back was straight, his head held high. As he passed, he heard one hooligan whisper to a bog burglar, "That's Fishlegs, there, the one on the right," in a tone of recognition and admiration. Imagine that, for a boy used only to being ignored or laughed at. Fishlegs, Hiccup and Kamikaze had equaled Grimbeard the Ghastly's record, but they did not look like they had spent the time pickled in the sea. Their hair was so stiff with salt water it stuck out like broom brushes, their faces tanned dark brown. They were a little taller, maybe. Well, it had been 3 months, and pre-teens can grow a great deal in 3 months. They were, without question, this skinny, unlikely threesome, the last three competitors to return alive to the archipelago. The last men and women back. Hiccup staggered forward to the judges' table, too tired to ask questions, almost too tired to think, the ticking thing dragging behind him in the sand. Tick, talk, tick, talk, tick, talk, tick, talk. He stopped at the judges' table and wound the rope of the ticking thing around his wrist, placing the ticking thing carefully before the dumbfounded committee. Softly, the two small hunting dragons folded their wings and landed on the table, their eyes fixed on the ticking thing in the centre. Tick, talk, tick, talk. And the alarm on the ticking thing finally went off in a peal of tiny clockwork bells, ringing to the sound of the hooligan national anthem. A typical Grimbeard the Ghastly touch. You had to admit it. The guy did have style. Old Wrinkly reached out and turned it off.
"I wasn't late," said Hiccup.
"No," said Old Wrinkly. "You were just in time."